Well, I'll tell you after this.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 22, Polokwane 23 degrees. Government has announced plans to gazette an updated integrated resource plan for electricity by the end of the year. It also plans to finalise the first integrated energy plan by mid-2025. Electricity and Energy Deputy Minister Samantha Graham announced these timelines during a parliamentary meeting yesterday. Now, at the same time, Eskom says from April to August, diesel expenditure was reduced by 10.6 billion rand. This is a 75% decrease when compared to the same period last year.
Eskom's expenditure on OCGTs between 1st April and 22nd August was 3.59 billion rands, generating 525.44 gigawatt hours, approximately 75% less than the 14.19 billion rands spent last year.
That's Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena. Police have arrested five suspects for allegedly conspiring to kidnap and extort money from a businesswoman in Melrose Arch. The suspects had allegedly targeted the woman through her employee and wanted money transferred from her bank accounts. Here's police spokesperson Klena Mate.
The SAPS can confirm that following the successful mock kidnapping and play along to ensure the syndicate is taken down, five suspects were arrested while planning to withdraw the money that had been transferred following the kidnapping of this female employer. The five suspects were placed under arrest for conspiracy to kidnap and for extortion.
Three vehicles and 10 cell phones were also seized. A woman has died in a house fire in Lala, south of Johannesburg. The blaze broke out in the early hours of this morning. The victim is believed to be in her 30s. Here's Johannesburg Emergency Management Services spokesperson Tolile Kumalo.
One female unfortunately lost her life during this incident. EMS continues to urge the residents of Johannesburg to please ensure that all electrical appliances are switched off after use.
In news abroad, German police have launched a manhunt after a man stabbed to death three people at a street festival. Eight others were wounded. The motive for the incident is unknown. Germany has seen a series of knife attacks over the past 12 months. And finally, a big congratulations is in order to Justin Bieber. The pop star announced the birth of his son Jack Blues with model wife Hailey Bieber. The celebrity couple announced in May that they were expecting. I'm Chanel September net weer die de eer. Die regering het planne bekend gemaak om 'n geïntegreerde hulpbronplan vir elektrisiteit teen einde van die jaar te publiseer.
Jacaranda.
Ow!
FM. The CTM Top 40.
Baby.
Is proudly brought to you by CTM. You deserve a beautiful home.
And you deserve more music you love, as we do every single Saturday here on Jacaranda FM. It is the CTM Top 40, and today we're coming to you live from Waterkloof Hoërskool. I went to school in Pretoria, and I remember coming here to watch rugby when I was 100 years ago. Nothing's changed, though. It's still a beautiful school. It is a beautiful day. And to explain the day to us is Super Sports, Wesley Gabriels. Hi, sir.
Hello, Danny Painter.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm three coffees in, so I'm buzzing. I'm flying at the moment.
Three already.
Had my first one at like 6:30.
Okay. Well, I'm very glad that you're here. I'm really glad that I ran into you. What's happening here today? What's this thing?
Well, it's the SDC Noordvaal Cup that's happening. It's the final day. It's also the final day of Gauteng school rugby, so it's very exciting. Okay. We already had our first winners in the under 14A category, Hoërskool Rustenburg beating Hoërskool Monument. So that was quite a big one, quite a shock to a lot of people. And there's many more other games coming up at the moment. It's Noordhewel up against Monument in the 15A, then under 16A is Noordhewel against Helpmekaar. And then the big one is, of course, Waterkloof against their neighbours, Gaarsfontein.
Okay, now, this is the question that I need to ask you. I know we're at Waterkloof, yes, but we'll whisper. Who's your money on? If it's not Waterkloof, it's fine.